Well, let me go back just a little bit. I mean, I ran President Obama's campaign here in Maryland along with Elijah Cummings. I went to the Supreme Court of the United States. It was very important to me to have Maryland be the lead state in the Supreme Court for the states and the Affordable Care Act constitutionality. And it was because I thought it was, I think healthcare is a right. And the United States was the only country in the civilized world that did not provide access to healthcare for all its citizens. So I think that the fact that we have the Affordable Care Act and have gotten that passed is a good thing. Are there going to be issues during its implementation? Absolutely, that we should be able to correct. The problem is that we've spent $200 million on a website, and we gave that, the governor gave that responsibility to the lieutenant governor. It was the only thing he's ever managed, the only thing he's ever done. And those $200 million essentially went down the toilet. And the reason why that's so important is because you have real Marylanders, hundreds of thousands of Marylanders that don't have access to health care. Your child that might need chemotherapy treatments doesn't get them, diabetes screening, you name it, the real people can't get health care. So the question then is, you know, why did this happen, and what are we going to do to fix it? Unfortunately, Lieutenant Governor, you know, has put on his running shoes and not given us his emails, not given us his notes, not shown up at any of the hearings, and the machine has really pushed this off till after the election to look at what happened, because in order to fix the problem, you want to know what went wrong in the first place. They then chased good money after bad and got back into the closed room, no transparency, no competition, and decided to adopt the Connecticut system, which is essentially Deloitte software. Even the people in Connecticut say it won't be ready to be up and running by November 15th, which is the next enrollment date. So what I've called for and what I called for months ago along with Congressman Delaney is, look, let's go to the federal system. The federal system works. It had problems at the beginning, but true leadership came in and fixed it. And now, and at the end, they were enrolling people at a clip about 50,000 people a day. The great thing about the federal system is it channels you into the Maryland Exchange. It's free, and it's available tomorrow. And so there's no real reason why we shouldn't do that. So when I'm governor, I will assume that will have been done by then, because the election will be over and the lieutenant governor will stop putting politics ahead of people. But if it's not, we'll move to the federal exchange at that time. We'll continue to work on the Maryland exchange until that gets up and running. And we'll tweak the Affordable Care Act and its implementation to make sure it's doing what it was purported to do in helping people.